1984. Good morning, Harry!
Hello, Lennart.
It's time for another Retromilla Eurovision.
Very nice. Which year is it?
It's 1984.
Oh, a classic year.
It's a classic year for us Swedes in particular, I'd say. Yeah. So it's 1984. It's in Luxembourg because the year previous, in 1983, Corinne Hermes won when she competed in Munich.
Yes, yes.
And she beat Carola.
Yeah. That's a bitch.
Yes. It's in Luxembourg City on the 5th of May and it's hosted by Desiree Municipal.
Yes.
19 countries are competing.
Yeah.
And we will go through the songs of 1984, and as usual, we do the flip, flop, and plop.
Yeah.
So, Harry, if we both like the song, what is it then?
It's a beautiful flip.
And if we both dislike it?
It's a flop.
Yes, and if we disagree?
It's an ugly plop.
It's an ugly plop.
Yeah.
So, let's start where we usually start, with song number one.
Yes.
Okay, so first up is Sweden,
yeah.
The Herreys brothers singing Diggiloo, Diggiley. And this is the winning song. Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
So, but what do we think about it? Well, I can tell you in 1984. Mm-hmm. In 1984, I thought this was so cheesy.
Yeah.
So corny. Three Mormon deodorants singing. They were actually called the singing in deodorants in Sweden, by the way. Which is so funny. But they're so squeaky clean. It's like, oh. And I really didn't like it in 1984. Yeah. But times have passed.
And you have grown up.
And now it's a sort of like a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah.
And it's so Eurovision 1984.
Yeah.
It's so much with the times.
Yeah.
And they're so happy. And, you know, see, when they sing their song after they won, when they sing in both English and Swedish, it's like, it always gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's a flip.
Yes, it's a flip for me too. This is a true classic and an evergreen as a melody. It's a quite feel-good song,
yes,
with a very nice verse and chorus refrain. I'm a little bit biased, but it's a flip.
Yes, of course we're biased.
Yeah.
We're biased.
We don't even hide it.
Let's see if we're biased on the next song.
Yeah. Song number two, we have Luxembourg with the singer Sophie Carlet, and she sings a song named 100% d'amour. And Sophie does not have a good or strong voice in any way.
No.
And the melody is quite silly and harmless, but altogether I cannot reward it, so it must be a flop as a song.
Well, it's a flip for me. I like the way she sings.
Oh.
She reminds me so much of Stephanie of Monaco.
Oh. Okay.
And it's just, I love it, and it's just, it doesn't matter that her voice is weak. It's just, I just like the way she sounds.
Yeah.
And it's just like so hummable and so pleasurable for me.
I'm very surprised.
Oh, yeah. Well, I keep on surprising you. That's my job. We're moving on. Okay, so next up is Franz, and it's the artist Annick Tomazou.
Yeah.
And the song title, and hold on, it's Autant d'amoureux que d'étoiles.
And it means, Lennart, as many lovers as stars.
As many lovers as possible.
No, as stars.
Oh, I understand. Annick Tomazou wrote the lyrics to the musical Virola that played at Disney World.
Oh, wow.
That's all I know about her.
Mm.
I find her voice annoying.
Yeah.
This does nothing for me, so it's a flop.
Yes, it's a clear flop. She tries hard to sell this melody, but it is quite meaningless, and I don't like it. So it's a clear flop.
Yep, it is. There we go. Lady, 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 se pinta los ojos de azul. Aunque hace mil años que dejó atrás su juventud.
Number four as a song is from Spain, and with the singers, the group Bravo, and the song title is Lady Lady.
And that, you don't need to translate it.
No. I'm happy for it.
Yes, me too.
This song is quite boring and meaningless. It lacks a distinct melody. It is not enough to sing just Lady Lady in the chorus or refrain. There should be a good and melodic structure to back it up. So it must be a flop for me.
Oh, it's a flip.
Okay.
I have written, great refrain sticks to the brain. I rhyme. No, but I think it's unavoidable, sort of, for me. So I have to flip it.
Okay.
I find it very, very appealing.
I find it annoying.
That's good. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, then it's time for Benedicte and Ingrid of Norway to sing Lenge leve livet, and they call themselves Dolly Deluxe. They were active until 2001, but they competed a couple of times, and they made a musical called Witch Witch, and they were, one of them was a judge on the Norwegian Idol.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So they've been quite busy. This is so much bubbly and fun, and actually I have to say, they get a flip from me because of the way they dress as well, because they look so amazing.
Yeah.
And they're just so happy and cheerful. So it's impossible to do nothing about us but flip, flip, flip.
Yes, it's a flip. I don't like the verse very much. But the chorus refrain saves this melody. It's quite pleasant, actually. And the song is a flip.
Yes. Mm. I don't even remember the verse. I only remember the refrain.
You must listen to it again.
I must.
Song number six is from Great Britain with the singers Bell and the Devotions, and the song title is Love Games. And I think this is an honest try to sing a classic and traditional nice British pop song, a well-performed melody with that they sang a long time ago, and it succeeds. This is a flip.
Oh, no, it's a flop.
Okay.
Is this the year of plopping the songs? Because,
I think so, yeah.
This group, they basically only did this. That's all they ever did. This is very basic, forgettable, and total flop.
The opposite to Dolly Deluxe.
You can't compare them.
Okay.
They're uncomparable. No, but this just doesn't do it for me.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, it's time for Greece. Song number...
Cyprus.
Cyprus. Greece, Cyprus, potato, potato.
Yeah.
And it's song number seven, and it's Andy Paul singing about Anna Maria Elena.
Yeah.
He actually became a very big star after this.
Whoa.
The song. It's... I don't know. I kind of like it, but it's so forgettable that I have to flop it.
I did it first, a flop, but I give it a weak flip now.
Yes.
I don't have so much to say about this song, actually. It's quite nice, but a bit uninteresting. He's repeating the name Anna Maria Elena, and it's actually the entire melody. Mm-hmm. But it's quite yeah. harmonic.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Swedish dance band.
So yes.
It's so, sort of along the same lines.
Yeah, I give it a flip, yeah. And it's a plop from us.
Yes, it
yeah.
is. Mm-hmm. Another one.
Yeah. Song number 8 is from Belgium with the singer Jacques Segers, and the song title is Avanti la vie, and it means in English forward.
Forward?
Yeah.
Oh.
And this is a little bit dramatic song. I think they are too serious. This is not a happy song, rather the opposite, including dull, and that disturbs me very much. It's a flop.
Oh, it's a flip. It's okay. A flip for being different.
Yeah.
And it stands out in a good way. I like it. And for some reason, I think of Molitval when I see it, because it's him standing there with a bunch of women around him singing.
Dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah. And I like it. And I like the way it's built up. And it's one of the most original songs this evening.
Yeah, we have almost flop only plops until now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens next.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Until the voice came through into my head. Have a free like some time. Fly to me on the wings of all you meant to me.
Song number 9 comes from Ireland and it's Linda Martin singing about Terminal 3, a song written by Johnny Logan.
Yeah.
Linda Martin, she competed nationally on Ireland with the group Chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 4 times.
Wow.
She won 2 times as a solo. This is the first attempt, one-to-one, like a national contest.
Yeah.
And she will, of course, go ahead and win Eurovision at a later point.
Yeah.
I love her hair, but I hate the song.
Okay.
It's not good. I just don't get it. It's very incoherent and very... it doesn't have a clear verse or refrain. But her voice is great, but still, it's a flop.
I'll give it a plop. It's a weak flip. It's not a favorite, but it's better than many other songs in 1984. This song deserves a flip rather than a flop. That's why I give it a weak flip.
Okay, there we go. Let's see what's in store next.
Yeah. Song number 10 is from Denmark with the group Hot Eyes, and it's the song title "De Ligede." I think it means they like it.
They like it. Yeah.
My first impression was so typically Danish and so jolly and happy. I really like this. This is a clear flip.
Yeah, it's a flip for me too, and it's a flip for being happy. And the lady in this group, Kirsten Søgaard, she will appear a lot of times in Eurovision, and she's also been a lot of times in the Danish Melody Grand Prix.
Wow, okay.
Of course, this is joyful, cheerful, happy, so I cannot do anything else but like it.
Yeah, it's one of the best songs, 1984.
It is, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna take on the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for song number 11, and it's the Netherlands. It's Maribel singing Ik hou van jou, which means I love you, according to Harry.
Yeah.
Maribel had several hits in Netherlands, but that doesn't matter, because this is very boring. Yeah. And this sounds a lot like a musical number.
Mm.
I get an Andrew Lloyd Webber feeling, and maybe he was big in 1984, I think he was.
Yeah.
And also, I can see this song performed by a princess in a classic Disney movie.
Yeah.
It's a flop.
Yeah, it's a flop. It's another song that is hard to judge.
Yeah.
It has a kind of recognizable melody, but it's too weak and uninspiring, especially the chorus refrain. Which would be important. It's a flop.
It's she sings beautifully. It's got good harmonies and stuff, but it's just something missing.
Yeah. Next song is from Yugoslavia, number 12,
yes.
And it is the singers Vlado and Isolda, and they sing a song named Ciao Amore. It's Italian, actually. Yeah, I think so.
And it's Hello Baby.
Yeah. It's not so hard to understand.
No, when you see them perform, it's very easy to understand.
Yeah. I had very hard to judge this song, Lennart, because it's so hard. This song has a better chorus refrain than many other melodies this year, but it's not very good. But it's still a weak flip.
Okay, no, it's a flop. Mm. It's a flop. These guys, Aida and Vlado, they were backup singers to the song previous year, the Julie song.
Yeah.
This is weird somehow. And I think probably the performance, because they're like kissing and it's like, I don't know. It kind of just makes me cringe a little bit. So I can't like it. No. It's a flop.
Okay.
Another flop. Okay, next up is Austria, and it's Anita singing Einfach weg.
Yeah, weg. That means just go away.
Go away. Okay.
Hit the road, Jack.
Okay. So Anita, she couldn't repeat this success. She withdrew from the public eye in the 1990s. Yeah. However, she made a comeback in the group Hit For You recently.
Yeah. Okay.
It sounds like a cover band,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It does.
I think this song is very weak.
Mm.
It's nothing I would ever listen to again.
Mm.
And I think she has very little charisma.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a flop.
It's a flop, yes. And the first thing I came to remind me, it's boring. It's dull. It's a bad singer. And quite silly. That equals a bad melody and song. It's a clear flop.
Yes. Mm. Is she a bad singer? Well, yeah, I guess maybe.
I think so, yes.
Not the best.
No.
Okay, let's see what's in store with Germany, which is the next one.
Yeah. And song number 14 is from Germany with the singer Mary Ross. And the song title is Aufrecht gehen, which means walk upright.
Mm.
And this song has everything that Austria earlier lacks this year, 1984. It's a good singer and a clear melody with a good verse and chorus refrain. It's a clear flip.
No, it's not. It's a flop.
Oh.
It's very emotional and very beautifully sung, but it's just not enough for me. I can't really put my finger on it, but there's something missing for me when it comes to this song. It's like bland, maybe? No. I don't know.
No, it's colorful.
Okay. Agree to disagree. Let's see what Turkey has in store for us.
Yes.
Number 15 comes from Turkey, and it's the group. Okay. Besilense on Yusandra.
Yeah.
And they sing Halay, which means Halay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any other meaning. Mm. However, the group's name means 5 years ago, 10 years later.
Oh.
And this group is the Turkish answer to ABBA.
Yeah.
I think this is very catchy. Mm. I like the harmonies, and I like the way that they seem so involved in their singing and the performers, so it's a clear flip.
Yes, it's a flip. This is one of Turkey's best contributions to the Eurovision, according to me. Just because of that, I will reward it with a clear flip.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's see what's up next.
Yeah. song number 16 is from Finland with the singer Kirka.
Oh.
And he sings a song titled Hengaila, and it means hang around.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kirka is a well-known Finnish singer, singing about how he and his friends hang around the station, waiting for the train and don't go to sleep.
Oh.
It's a quite catchy tune and has a nice and happy melody. Even if I'm a little bit biased, I give it a flip.
It's a flip for me too. Maybe they're waiting for the train to Sweden.
Yeah.
To Rorty.
Like everybody.
But this is so funny because this I think actually this is a very catchy song.
Yeah.
It's very 1984.
Yeah.
And actually I think if it would have been sung in English,
yeah,
it could have been a contender.
Yes, it could.
At least top five.
Yeah.
Because I think the Finnish language,
yeah,
refrain people from voting for them. Oh, the juries, because it's, yeah, all juries these days. Yeah. So
yeah. I think the Turkish has the same problem.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think so. So that's why when people were allowed to sing in any language they, yeah, wanted, everybody started singing English.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Next up, it's Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay, so Switzerland sings Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? And that means, Harry?
Which color has the sunshine?
It's yellow.
Yeah. You have a clear answer.
Yeah, and it's the group Rainy Day.
Yeah.
Rainy Day, there's no info about them.
No.
We don't know what happened to them.
Mm.
This is simply dull. It was dated even in 1984.
Yeah.
It feels like so uncontemporary. Mm. So it's a flop.
Yeah, it's a clear flop. I don't know what this song has to do in this contest. It's really, really bad. Among the worst I have heard.
Oh.
So it's a flop.
Flop. Okay, let's see what Italy does for us.
Song number 18 is from Italy with the singers Alice and Franco Battiato, and they sing a song titled I treni di Tusser, and it means the trains of Tusser.
Oh, it's a lot of trains this year.
Yes, it is.
The Finns are waiting, yeah, for a train, and these Italians are singing about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a beautiful melody with a good but slow and rather harmonic melody. I must give it a flip, but it's not the strongest flip.
It's a super strong flip for me. This is one of the best. This is a true classic.
Yeah.
I love the harmonies, and even though, you know, I tend to dislike songs that are like na 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 na,
yeah,
this song, it's perfect.
Okay.
This is amazing. I think actually this is better than the winner, and that's saying a lot when Sweden wins.
Oh, I don't like you.
Okay, so we're gonna take on the next, and yeah, that's the last song.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last song of the evening comes from Portugal, and it's Maria Gunst singing Silencio e Tanta Gente.
And it means, Leonard, silence and so many people.
Oh, there you go. Mm. But this artist is anything but silent.
Yeah.
She has an amazing voice. She recorded three albums.
Yeah.
And this is so powerful and lovely. And I think about the song from the Netherlands this year, which I said was like Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
This is also that. This has like the powerful musical quality, but in a much better way.
Mm.
I don't understand a word she's singing, but it doesn't matter because this is so powerful and amazing. So it's a super flip.
Oh, it's a flop.
Oh,
it's a song I can live without, and I probably will too,
yes,
if I get to live.
Okay. agree to disagree. So should we go through 1984 and see the results?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so it's time to go through the results for Eurovision 1984. Yeah. And finishing in last place, number 19, is Austria.
Yes.
It's Anita singing Einfach weg.
Yeah, it was a clear flop.
Yes, it was. In number 18th place, we have Yugoslavia, Ida and Vlado singing Ciao Amore.
Oh, it's a plop.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think you liked it, I didn't. Yeah,
yeah.
In number 17, we have Norway, Dolly Deluxe, Lenge Leve Livet.
Oh, it's a clear flip. Yeah. I'm surprised it came so low.
That song deserved better.
Yeah.
At 16th place, we have Switzerland, Rainy Day. Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein?
It's a flop for us.
The sunshine is yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. In 15th place, we have Cyprus, Andy Paul, Anna Maria, Elena.
It's a flop.
Yes. Mm. In 13th place, we have Germany, Mary Rose singing Aufrecht gern.
It's a flop also.
Yes. Mm. And also, in shared 13th place with the same score, we have Netherlands, Maribel, Ik van jou.
It was a clear flop.
Yes. Oh. 12th place, we have Turkey singing Hale.
Oh, we liked it very much. It's a flip.
Yes. Mm. And in 11th place, we have Portugal. Maria Juno singing Silencio e Tanta Gente. And I believe that was a flop. Plop for us, yeah. In 10th place, we have Luxembourg. Sophie Carle singing 100% D'Amour.
It's a plop. I like it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. In 9th place, we have Finland, Kirka.
Oh, it's a flip.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah.
Deserved better, I think.
Yeah.
In 8th place, we have France, Annick Tomasso singing Autant de Marouille.
Oh, we don't like it. It's a flop.
It's a flop. In 7th place, we have the United Kingdom, Belle and the Devotions singing Love Games. In 5th place, we have Italy, Alison Franco Battiato singing I treni di tesoro.
It's a flip for us.
Yes, that's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah.
And shared 5th place, we also have Belgium, Jacques Seger singing Avanti Levi.
Oh, it's a plop. You like it. I didn't like it.
Yes. Mm. In 4th place, Denmark, Hot Eyes, De Ligere.
Oh, it's a clear flip.
Yes, that is a very good one.
Mm.
And coming in 3rd place is Spain, Bravo, singing Lady, Lady. And I believe that was a plop. I liked it, you didn't. In 2nd place, we have Linda Martin singing for Ireland, Terminal 3.
It's a plop. I like it, you didn't like it.
No. And of course, the winning song is Sweden, Herreys singing Diggaloo Diggaley.
Yes, we are biased, but it's a clear flip.
It's a flip. Mm. And they won with 145 points over Ireland's 137.
Wow.
So it was pretty close.
It's quite close, yeah.
Yes. Mm. It was a good song, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So out of these 19 songs, Harry, which one do you pick as your favorite?
I must pick a Swedish song, Herreys. Diggiloo Diggaley, because it has had such an impression on my life.
Of course, yeah. I totally get that, and it's a good song. Mm. As I said, it's a bit of a guilty pleasure for me, but it's still, of course. We can't take that away from them.
No, I was young then, and I can never forget it, because everybody talked about it. I listened to it very much, and yes, it's a iconic classic and evergreen.
Yes.
Mm. Now, Lennart, I'm very curious about your pick.
My pick. My favorite song this year is not Herreys.
It's Italy.
No, it's Italy.
Yeah.
It's Alice and Franco Battiato singing it. That song to me is the outstanding song this Eurovision.
Nei villaggi di frontiera guardano passare
i treni per dose. Without a doubt.
I can understand.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
Mm.
But the most, I agree with it, the most memorable song is the Swedish one. Mm. We have to agree. Yeah. It's a classic. With the golden shoes and everything. Yeah,
and I know you like it because it's happy.
It's happy. The singing deodorants do a good job.
Yeah.
So how do we finish off 1984, Harry? Anything else to add about this year? Is it a strong year?
No. It depends on who is watching this. because we had 9 plops, and yes, that's a record, I think.
We disagreed a lot.
Yes, we did. And we had only 4 flops, so
yes,
that's the bad songs were not so many.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe it's an average year?
Yes, average, and maybe a little bit better than average. Yes. Yeah.
Because I know that for sure that 1985 is a much better year.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm looking forward for it.
I'm looking forward to that too. And with that, we say thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And see you again soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.